This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Washington growers who pay workers' piece rate compensation are waiting for the state Supreme Court's decision in a lawsuit against Dovex Fruit Company, arguing they should also be paid for non-picking work time and at what rate. The Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark says this could totally disrupt ag's longstanding pay system.
We would be in a situation where piece rate would be impossible to pay, because how do you time it of this is production tasks and these are non-production tasks? It would just become so myopic and narrow-minded of the ability of trying to define a line that it'd just be easier for farmers to pay an hourly rate. But we know that piece rate pay is good for the farmer, and it's also good for the worker, because their production goes up, which helps the farmer, but their pay goes up as well, which helps them, and they make a lot more money on a piece rate versus an hourly system.
Clark says this case is trying to take the Sukuma decision from 2 years ago, which requires employers to pay piece rate workers for break times, one step further.
And so the lawyers, when they argued the case, that's what they relied heavily on, of saying, well, if we're paying separately for break time and we're calculating that separately, so you can also calculate separately any time that is non-production time. But that's when you get in kind of the mess of, well, what's non-production time?
Listen tomorrow when we hear what should happen instead of the court ruling.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.